AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At least 49 people have died in the Northeast from what was once Hurricane Ida. Flooding and tornado damage are what's left behind. Phil Murphy is the governor of New Jersey.
As we continue to contend with the reality of climate change, it is no surprise that these storms are happening with greater frequency and greater intensity. This conversation is one that we will continue having, probably for the rest of our lives.
In Philadelphia, Mayor Jim Kenney was asked about video on social media of a man jumping off a bridge into a flooded road.
Don't do stupid stuff. I mean, I will, you know what, social media is, you know, a terrific thing, but it's really kind of wrecked us in many ways as a country, as a world. Just don't do stupid crap.
A music festival will be held as scheduled this weekend in Philadelphia. President Biden is getting a look at damage from Hurricane Ida today in Louisiana. The president says more needs to be done to keep the economy moving during the coronavirus pandemic. The government says 235,000 jobs were added last month. The president says Congress needs to take the next step and approve his economic agenda to keep up the momentum.
It's about investing in America's future, not about short-term stimulus. That's not what we're talking about. These are long-term prosperity we're talking about.
Still, the number of job openings remains at record levels. Authorities say the huge California wildfire that's been threatening the Lake Tahoe resort region has calmed down significantly. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the airlift out of the Kabul airport in Afghanistan could bring as many as 50,000 people to the U.S.
Here in the United States, we have admitted just over 40,000 individuals. That includes U.S. citizens, lawful permanent residents, special immigrant visa holders, and other vulnerable Afghan nationals.
Exactly how many more will come and how long it will take remains to be seen. This is AP News. A man was killed by police in New Zealand after a knife attack that wounded six people at a supermarket. Police were prepared.
New Zealanders live with the recent memory of a brutal event. In 2019, a white supremacist had gunned down worshippers at two Christchurch mosques. After pleading guilty last year, Brenton Tarrant was sentenced to life in prison without any possibility of parole. The killings sparked changes to gun laws in the country, which has now banned the deadliest types of semi-automatic weapons. Among those to condemn the attack by the Sri Lankan national were members of the Al Noor Mosque in Christchurch, which had been at the centre of the mosque attacks. I'm Charles Duladesma.
The National Hockey League is set to return to the Olympics in Beijing this winter after reaching an agreement with international officials, but the league could withdraw if pandemic circumstances warrant. Ed Donahue, AP News.